Welcome to the Personal Injury Marketing Minute, where we quickly cover the hot topics in the legal marketing world. I'm Lindsay Busfield with Optimize My Firm, and joining us today is Anthony Barbuto, better known as The Lawyer from TikTok. So Anthony, thank you so much for joining us today. We're super excited to have you. I spent the better half of yesterday morning digging into your TikTok videos and just cracking up. It was a great way to spend the morning. So thank you so much for coming to join us.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
So for people who are a little bit behind the times and don't know what TikTok is, I was telling my mother that I was going to be interviewing you today, and she had absolutely no idea what TikTok is and how a legal marketing expert guru like yourself could possibly use this to market your law firm and your practice. So what is TikTok and what are you doing on it?
TikTok is a social media app that is really about engagement, more so, I think, than other social media apps, because, you know, they provide the ability to do duets with, with TikTokers. Collaborations are very much recommended. And, you know, it seems to me, comparing TikTok to other platforms, it's easier to have your video circulate around the world, for example. So I think that people that are consistent with TikTok compared to other apps, it's easier to get recognized and to find that there's a lot more engagement on TikTok than others.
So what types of videos are you creating that boost that engagement?
Well, TikTok is really about, for the most part, 8 to 15 second videos. There are many different niches on TikTok. I pretty much post predominantly comedic videos and also videos with my family. But you know, other than those types of videos, there are videos like do-it-yourself videos. There's acting videos, dancing videos, cooking videos. You know, so many other niches that don't even come on my For You page, just because there's an algorithm and they recognize kind of the videos that I'm interested in. So your For You page may look different than my For You page. For example, when my wife scrolls, she has a lot of makeup tutorials on her TikTok, and I don't see much of that on my For You page. So there's so many different niches. It's just really a matter of your personality and what your goals are on TikTok.
That's really interesting. So what types of videos, what's the content in the videos that you're making? Are they all legal focused, or are they more so that your audience can kind of connect with you on a personal level and connect with your family?
Well, I mean, my title is legal. My title is The Lawyer, and I was fortunate to grab that title early on. I'm pretty sure that I was the first American lawyer to be on TikTok a couple years back. And I think that's what got me recognized fairly quickly. People were interested in someone of my generation, someone in my profession who's, you know, doing comedic videos in his office, dancing and things like that. So surely I was unique in that sense. So that's really been my focus. I can tell you that my focus was never to use TikTok as a platform to generate legal business for myself. I started off with TikTok really just as anyone would start any social media app, on a personal level to have some fun with it. And being that I am the lawyer on TikTok, I often incorporate a legal theme into the videos, whether they be at my office or whether the theme of the actual video is me, you know, impersonating a lawyer or acting as a lawyer with some, you know, cute skits. So I just always try to incorporate that from time to time. That's kind of like, you know, the way that I do it on TikTok.
Sure. And that makes a lot of sense. And your videos are just hilarious. So for anybody who hasn't seen one of your videos so far, which one would you recommend they start with?
Well, I probably have over 200 videos on TikTok. I mean, I think that you just start from the beginning. I mean, you can see my progression on TikTok. I think the second TikTok that I did, first one was in my office. The second one I just got out of court. And I was stressed, and I did this TikTok video in the car on my way home, and I just, it was such a stress reliever. I laughed the whole way home. So, you know, that really, you know, maybe just continue, because it was just fun. It was really a fun app. And I think for all people new to TikTok, they really need to scroll on the For You page and spend some time on it. They'll start to understand how TikTok works. A lot of people, just like, you know, me at one point, I didn't really know anything about TikTok, because TikTok is different than the other platforms, as far as, you know, how the usage of hashtags, just how everything works. So the best way to do it is to A, you know, listen to other TikTokers like myself, or go on YouTube and you can hear people talk about it and give advice. But most of all, just really spend some time yourself on the For You page. Spend an hour or 2 hours, and you'll start seeing the trends repeat themselves. You'll start hearing the same sounds. You'll start seeing the different variations of other TikTokers and how they do things. And then you might have some courage to try one yourself. If you do have that courage, you don't have to make your video public at first. You can place your videos on private until then. You get the courage to little by little. You know, certainly people in the legal profession, this is a big leap from just a Facebook page or an Instagram page, because you know, you're making videos, and certainly if you want to do comedy, and also be on an app that, you know, historically has been considered a kids app, it takes a little bit of courage. I was there, but I, you know, at some point I was having so much fun and I got recognized on TikTok. I just said, you know, I enjoy it. And you know what? I'm not afraid to tell my clients that I'm on TikTok. I put myself out there. I was on, you know, the news. I give lectures. And I'm very much proud of my presence on TikTok. And if, you know, most of my clients, they follow me on TikTok and on social media in general. So.
Well, and you absolutely should be proud of it. I think that in this day and age, lawyers can kind of be seen as stuffy and, you know, very professional. And it makes you stand out as a lawyer to be able to put your personality and kind of your quirkiness out there so that people can get a real sense of who you are when they need to trust you with something that's as important as legal help. It definitely helps to create that first impression and that relationship beyond just a stuffy web presence. So I think that
I think that's correct. I've literally received thousands and thousands of messages from people all over the world that are interested in the legal profession, and they're very you know, flattering to me and providing compliments and that, saying, I want to be a lawyer like you. You inspire me. You give me some advice and things like that. So, you know, that's a good thing, of course. Just trying to add a human, you know, personality and characteristic to lawyers in general.
Well, and it seems like you have a great following of people who really enjoy your videos. I think there are some videos that you've had over 1 million views on. Is that right?
Yes.
That's incredible. And so clearly having a TikTok presence makes you stand out as a lawyer, but how do you make your videos stand out when there are over 1 billion videos in the TikTok world?
Well, I mean, at first they stood out because, you know, I'm a man in a suit, and I'm in my law firm. So that was very unique. There are so many lawyers on TikTok right now. And there are so many older people on TikTok right now. So I don't stand out as much as I used to, but now, you know, having the following that I do, when I do post videos, they're boosted to a larger audience. And I do have those loyal fans that engage with my content, you know, always. So that helps me. That helps my videos be boosted.
And now you've branched into YouTube as well. I think I saw a video that you posted on there. And does your following kind of translate over to YouTube? Have you had a similar effect over there?
Well, I mean, sometimes they do. I mean, if I really push and make efforts to bring them over. I started my social media on Facebook, actually. And I built a good group of fans. Not under the lawyer brand, but under a brand called Italian Enthusiast, where I've written and blogged about authentic Italian culture for several years, about 4 years or so. after that, I started working on my Instagram, actually simultaneously with Facebook. I built some fans there. And then TikTok is the lawyer brand. It's a different personality. You know, people that watch TikTok, they like 8 to 15 second videos. There may be TikTokers that never even look at Facebook, Instagram, or the other platforms. I mean, because they like TikTok. And you know, you have the YouTubers that maybe are not really into TikTok. They like to see more stories and more lengthy videos. So it's going to be a different group of people for the most part. But at the same time, you know, if I go on my live sessions on TikTok and I tell everybody to come over, I mean, I think that they'll follow me. You know, keep in mind, you know, my law practice is my full-time job. A lot of my colleagues in TikTok and on social media, they have social media as their full-time job. And so they have all the time in the world to kind of, you know, promote their channels. For me, you know, I could, you know, at night, you know, when I put my kids to sleep, I may have an hour that I'll, you know, get involved with some social media stuff. But surely it's a good thing to diversify on social media. And if content creators make efforts to have their fans cross over to other platforms, they certainly can do that.
Well, we are definitely in full support of having a fully developed digital presence on all of the social media platforms, as well as having your website and pay-per-click campaigns. And so it's all together a big part of your marketing portfolio. So it's great to hear somebody's had the courage and innovation to branch into TikTok where nobody else had really gone before you. So I guess the big question is how has TikTok converted into new business for you?
Yeah, you know, I see a lot of people, a lot of lawyers and businesses in general on TikTok to try to, you know, basically say, you know, I'm a lawyer, call me, here's my phone number. That's not my style, number one. Two, it really hasn't been my goal to generate business. I mean, maybe as an immigration lawyer, for example, when you know, you're governed by the federal administrative agency and you can reach clients all over the world in that case for immigration, it doesn't matter where you practice. Maybe that's a little bit easier, but for a lot of lawyers, you know, I mean, I have, you know, 99% of my business is here in Palm Beach County, Florida. You know, the thousands of other messages that I received, you know, people from Idaho with a speeding ticket and, you know, someone from Utah whose stepfather is not very nice to their mother and he wants to do something, you know, things like that, I can't really help them with people in different countries writing me for legal questions. So, I mean, I surely can reach the masses, but whether that could convert into actual business for me in the practice of law here in my small group of Palm Beach County, Florida is a different thing. But to answer your question, yes, I have received business. I do get a lot of business from TikTokers because TikTokers know me, and you have all these talented young people who are being solicited by talent agencies and management companies. I've represented various TikTokers in those, and it's always a pleasure for me to do that. You know, other than that, I have generated business. Not my intent, but they call me because they know I'm the lawyer, and if I can help them, I surely will.
That's great. Well, it sounds like you have a great fan base there, and a great fun outlet to explore and share some more about your personality and your firm. So what is next for the Barbuto family? Are you guys going to be continuing to explore the lawyer presence? Are you going to be doing any more as a family in your recordings? I know that you incorporate them a lot in your videos as well.
Yeah, so... I do have a YouTube channel that I recently created called the Barbuto Family, and you know, that's for the first time that I'm making an effort to feature my small children and my wife, and really, you know, kind of our experiences on a day-to-day basis or weekly basis. So really, that's my focus right now. Obviously, I'll continue doing my TikToks and my, you know, Italian blogging. In fact, I go to Italy next month, where I'll be doing a lot of blogging from there. You know, my focus is really making a commitment to YouTube, to building my YouTube channel. you know, taking a different approach than, you know, short, funny videos to really kind of more elaborate, you know, working in humor, working in TikTok, working in all the themes that make me, you know. But that's my goal, and to really get involved with my family and show my family.
Well, that's great. It sounds like they are totally on board, and it's fun seeing them. It's fun seeing you. And it's fun just learning more, about how that dynamic works and how, innovation can really lead to some big successes and some big wins, when you're willing to adapt and kind of follow the trends and not be afraid to step into what is out there and what's fun.
Yeah, I think that for anyone in the legal profession or anywhere else interested in social media, as an adult in particular with a full-time job, I think that they should use social media to just really express their own interests and individuality without being concerned about what other people may think. You know, if I was at the courthouse one time and I, you know, when I took over the TikTok Instagram channel, and I was asking many lawyers to participate in a video with me, and nobody wanted to do it. So I understand if someone is working for the government, or, you know, they have to be more conservative on what they do. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, my biggest asset is my personality in my practice. I get along very well with people. If I didn't get along very well with people, I wouldn't be as successful as I am. So, you know, I'm going to continue being myself, you know, in person and on social media. So I think that people should just be themselves. I mean, that's the cliche that we always hear since we're children, be yourself. And I think that extends on social media and in every profession. And then when you do that, people will get to know you as a person, and they will like you as a person. I never had any client hire me that didn't like me as a person, you know? So that would be my advice to other attorneys or anyone else in the corporate world or professionals.
Well, it creates the most genuine and authentic marketing experience that you can have when you really put yourself out there and let people get to know all about you, as opposed to, yes, I do know the law. I know exactly what I'm doing. I know how to represent you appropriately. But also, here's a little piece of myself to go along with it. And it just makes it a much more pleasant and real experience for everybody involved. Sure. Well, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today. I've really enjoyed getting to know you and being able to meet you behind the 12 to 15 second videos.
Thank you, Lindsay. My pleasure.
Thank you. Have a great day.